What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Richie Walsh from KDK TV Sports joins us right now. Hello, Richie.
What's up, Pony? Mahler, how you doing?
Richie, I don't feel like we have beef over this, do we?
Not at all. And that's look, I'm not there to attack you. You said it was a rumor. And all I said is this rumor is not true, and I cited why it's not true. I had nothing. There's no ill will. I mean, this is kind of what we do in a nightly sports call when you and I are together, when Mahler and I are together. I didn't do it purposely to trump you or bash you. I just put it out there that, hey, it's not true.
Now, Richie, do you think it could become true that this would be, if Rodgers is going to play here, you think Neville Wood would be high on the list of clubs he might consider joining?
Yeah, 100%. And I think there is a rumor going around. Like, look, I'm a member at the Longview Club. And last year there was a rumor going
around. Success. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. And there's a rumor going around last year that Russell Wilson was going to join there. But I went to the membership and the president and the board, and that wasn't true. He never even reached out. Look, I know Neville Wood would want to have him. There's no question about that. But he's never been out there. He's never played there. And he hasn't joined. And that's coming from the president. Now, I do know that there's someone within the Steelers organization that said, hey, Aaron, if you do come to Pittsburgh and you sign with Pittsburgh, this is a good club for you. And we're talking about Neville Wood. I did put that out there afterwards. Mm-hmm. So there is some kind of truth to this rumor. And you know how rumors get started. Aaron Rodgers never said, I'm joining there. But maybe someone through someone said, hey, this is a good club for you to come.
So I brought
and
this.
I think this is how it goes.
So I brought this up to Malzi before we brought you on. And I said, if Aaron Rodgers, if the rumor was true and he did join Neville Wood, would Neville Wood be comfortable sharing that information with people? Because I said no,
they wouldn't. But I can tell you what. Wayne Shirazi is a really good friend of mine. We play golf all the time.
Congratulations on all your success.
Okay.
So you would have pried it from him. You would have made sure that
I got it from him, and I wouldn't have quoted him. He said to quote him. I wouldn't have quoted him. I would have said, hey, Pony, your source is right. He's looking into it. You know, I would have got the information from Neville Wood. But the fact
so
that
you
they
think
were
even if Aaron Rodgers swore Neville Wood to secrecy, your relationship with Wayne trumps Aaron Rodgers' interest in playing golf there?
I would think so. He wouldn't.
Wow.
Wayne wouldn't.
What a friend
say,
in Wayne you Wayne, got. I'm surprised you're not a member there based on that relationship.
He would say, yeah, he's coming here, but you didn't hear it from me. Something like that.
That's how sources usually do it, right?
Richie,
that is how they do it. Isn't it also true, though, that like it's in Neville Wood's best interest if they really think he is going to join there to keep it as quiet as they can? Because the members there aren't going to like mob him. That's kind of why you join a private club if you're Aaron Rodgers, because the people who have been there for a while aren't going to come up to you and ask you for autographs. I would just think it's in the club's best interest if he is considering joining to be pretty hush-hush about it and to maybe issue a denial here or a denial there if they think it's close to eventually happening.
I get what you're saying, but I still feel like that I have relationships over there that it would have leaked out and someone would have told me and I could have just said, hey, yeah, my sources tell me.
By the way, Richie, are you on the golf course right now? We've got people speculating. You sound like you're huffing and puffing like you might be walking up a hole at Longview.
Maybe there was an afternoon delight that he's not telling us about.
Jeez.
I'm actually out in my yard, and I'm actually putting right now, but I was out in my yard doing yard work
today.
Wait,
you got a putting green in the yard?
Yeah, the one in the back.
Pony, would you like to hit him one more time?
Congratulations on all your success
for
a third time.
Thanks.
All right, Richie, two-part question. Do you believe...
By the way, I do want to correct you on something. When I quote tweeted your tweet, Doran Dickerson tweeted after me. I didn't.
Oh.
I did. So if you look at the timeline, Dickerson was after me.
So Dickerson
came out. So he kind of got in your corner. Yeah.
But I wasn't in any corner.
Well, I know you're not. It was a rumor. I know. You didn't report anything. It was a rumor. I just said the rumor's not true.
So you said rumor not true. Doran said not so fast, Richie. You're full of it. It actually is. So you're saying Doran more came at you. Okay.
So wait, who do we think Doran's source is?
That's a great question.
I got a couple ideas.
Ideas? Care to name anybody? Care to do a little Woodward and Bernstein journalism right here?
All right, Richie.
I have an idea who it might be, but I'm just telling you. I'm telling you it's not true, but it could be. trust me, Wayne said they would love to have Aaron Rodgers there.
All right,
if he does sign with the Steelers.
I have a two-part question for you then. Does Richie Walsh of KDK TV Sports, embedded Steelers reporter during the season, does he think Aaron Rodgers will sign with the Steelers, yes or no?
Yes, I do. But I was more confident a few weeks ago than I was right now.
Oh,
but
what,
I do
what
think
changed?
He eventually signs.
What changed?
I don't know. Just from the people that I'm talking to. And I think just time makes you change your mind a little bit. But, you know, I still feel like it's better than not that he does sign with the Steelers. But, you know, like I was told before, that this could potentially linger on. I mean, we're hoping that he signs before minicamp, but it could linger on before Steelers training camp.
Second part,
he is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
And I was told he's a Hall of Famer. He could come in and pick up. He doesn't have to be here. So
for minicamp or training camp?
He doesn't have to be here until training camp starts.
All right.
Kind of thing is what I was kind of told.
Second part of the question. So you said, yes, he will be a Steeler.
Yes.
Once Aaron Rodgers becomes a Steeler, will he eventually join Neville Wood?
Look, that is a really good question, and I'm not going to say he won't. There is a prominent person in the Steelers organization that's a member there that potentially could push him to joining there. But look, there's a lot of other really nice clubs that are closer to the Southside facility or wherever he's going to live.
I want you to rank the club in Pittsburgh that you think is most likely
to get his
Aaron Rodgers membership
if he ends up coming here.
That's a really good question, and
no one knows the golf community like you. That's why we're asking it to you.
I would put Neville Wood. I'm just thinking about ties with people in the organization.
Yep.
And you know, prominent sports figures. I would say Neville Wood, Allegheny, Longview would be the top three.
Okay,
still putting Longview in
so
there.
So Neville Wood one, Allegheny two. And what's three? Longview.
Longview Club.
No, I might put Allegheny one.
Wow, an upset, Mulsey.
Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, hey, there. Like I said, there's a lot of prominent people at all those courses. I think I would probably go Allegheny, Neville Wood, Longview in that order.
Okay. Thank you, Richie. Hope you make the rest of your putts. And I'll make sure the next time I put a rumor out there to check with you before I tweet it. Appreciate
it. Phony. Come on, there's no bad blood.
I know that.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.